Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 15 regarding Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Ranero, R-A-N-E-R-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Ranero as described in my report of 1-25-22, but that pertained to injuries she allegedly sustained at work on 7-14-20. Appears she is now a 41-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 8-12-20 as well. Period. She was lifting groceries for a client and immediately had pain in her right shoulder. Period, she heard a pop and it went from her shoulders all the way down to her fingers with tingling and numbness in the hands and fingers. Period, she went to patient first urgent care on 8-13-20. Period, she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of strain of the muscle and tendon of her back. Comma, thorax, comma, lateral epicondylitis of the right elbow. Period. She said she underwent bilateral carpal tunnel release surgeries on 9/21/21. Period. This was followed by occupational therapy at Cooper Bone and Joint Institute. Period. She continues to have therapy for her back and occupational therapy for her hands. Period. She admits to being injured at work on 7/13/20 when she fell on her hands and knees. Period. At that time, she went to virtual emergency room the next day. Period. She had x-rays of the knee and her abrasions were cleaned. Period. She was given Tylenol and discharged. Period. She denies any injuries to the involved areas after the subject event. Period. Physical exam. I'll scratch that. As per her claim petition, Ms. Ranero alleged she was lifting heavy bags of groceries and injured her right shoulder, comma, cervical and thoracic spine, comma, and right elbow. Period. She was seen at patient first on 8/13/20, complaining of back pain for one day. Period. She was shopping for a client and lifted bags of groceries into her car and then again out of her car at the patient's home. Period. She still noted occasional numbness in her left fifth finger. Period. She applied K-tape but did not feel any improvement. Period. Past medical history is remarkable for anxiety and depression. Period. She underwent x-rays of the thoracic spine that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She was placed on light duty with a diagnosis of lateral epicondylitis on the right. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks. Period. On 8/16/20, she related being seen in the emergency room on the 14th after she called, stating her symptoms were worse. Period. They did an EKG. Period. She had been taking Motrin that she had in the past. Period. An additional diagnosis of strain of the muscle and tendon of the back wall of the thorax was rendered. Period. She was going to wear a sling on the right arm. Period. At the visit on 8/20/20, she related being seen at the Jefferson Emergency Room in Stratford after noticing increased numbness and tingling in her right fourth and fifth fingers. Paired, however, she left against medical advice. Paired, she was seen by a neurologist. She was seen on 8/16/20 and referred to a neurologist. Paired, she had an appointment scheduled with this physician on 9/22/20. Paired, she requested a trial of a muscle relaxant. Paired, they discussed the interaction with the trazodone she was taking. Paired, she had not been wearing her elbow brace because it felt too tight, nor had she been wearing the right elbow support. Paired, she was then referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Paired, new paragraph on 9/15/20, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Paired, he felt clinically she had a muscular strain along the medial belt border of her right scapula and mild tendonitis of her right elbow. Paired, he started her on naproxen and referred her for physical therapy. Paired, she followed up with him on 10/6/20. Paired, she then reported being seen by a neurologist named Dr. Nagel, N-A-G-E-L-E, at Cooper Hospital. Paired, apparently they felt she had a cubital tunnel syndrome and recommended therapy and also started her on Neurontin. Paired, on 10/19/20, she was seen again at patient first. They then referred her to Cooper Orthopedic Surgery. Paired, she saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 10/29/20. Paired, she stated she was still seeing the neurologist at Cooper and was scheduled for an EMG NCV at the end of next month. Paired, he explained he did not believe any of that care was authorized through occupational health. Paired, it was unclear to him if she was doing that through her primary health insurance or occupational health insurance. Paired, she does have an attorney. Paired, she did not wish to attend therapy, feeling it was not beneficial. Paired, Dr. Lipschultz then stopped her therapy and cleared her for full duty. Paired, she was to return in 6 weeks to see how she was. Paired, it does not appear that she was compliant in that regard. Paired, new paragraph, the petitioner was seen on 10/20/20 by a neurologist named Dr. Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R. Paired, he diagnosed bilateral ulnar neuropathy for which physical therapy was ordered. Paired, he was placed on gabapentin and was referred to orthopedics. Paired, if her symptoms persisted, he would order an EMG and MRI of the cervical spine. Paired, she did see him again on 3/15/21. Reporting her symptoms had improved with the gabapentin since the last visit. Paired, however, she was now having tingling and intermittent numbness on the other side. Paired, and underline that statement. This obviously was a non-anatomic symptomatic report. Paired, she had to cancel her appointment with orthopedics due to work issues. Paired, she now had pain on her left side, radiating from her neck into her hand. Paired, she had just started physical therapy. Paired, Dr. Gallagher then referred her for an MRI of the cervical spine. Paired, it does not appear that she actually underwent electrodiagnostic testing. Paired, new paragraph, she did have a cervical MRI on 5/30/21 that showed multi-level degenerative changes to be inserted here, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed old healed scars on both arms whose etiology was unknown. Appears she did have bilateral open bulbar wrist scars consistent with carpal tunnel release surgeries. Period. She had spotty white pigmentation on both arms that she stated was from a type of dermatitis. Period. The rest of that section is normal through. She was tendered a palpation about the left acromial clavicular joint, but was not anywhere else. Hands with elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower, normal spine cervical. Active flexion was to 30 degrees on an unreproducible basis, but was otherwise full in all spheres. Patient was tender at the left clavicle, but there was none on the right. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Thoracic, she was tender at the palpation about the right upper interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, as well as overlying the left scapula, but not the right. Period. Lumbosacral is normal. She had a trunk torsion maneuver for pain in the right hip that is indicative of symptomatic activation. Period. In paragraph, she did provide us with copies of certain radiographic reports taken on 3/30/22 at the referral of Dr. Ramirez. Appear those results will be inserted here. Appear she also provided a long list of medications she was taking from Rite Aid. Period impression impressions on 8/12/20. Kelly Renaro reported was lifting groceries for a patient that she was shopping for and was injured. Period. She did not fall or strike any body parts. Period. Her initial complaints involved the right side of her body. Period. She was seen at patient first, where x-rays were negative. She then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz, who also treated her conservatively. Period. Additional x-rays were negative. Period. She was seen by a neurologist named Dr. Gallagher beginning 10/20/20, apparently on her own. Period. He conveyed a clinical diagnosis of bilateral ulnar neuropathy. Period. It does not appear that he actually performed an EMG. Period. He did have her undergo a cervical spine MRI on 5/30/21 and showed multi-level degenerative findings that could not have been caused acutely by the event in question. Period. As of 10/29/20, Dr. Lipschultz discharged her from care. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found her to be extremely focused on her subjective complaints. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had virtually full range of motion about the cervical spine, limited volitionally. Period. She had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the right shoulder, comma, right elbow, comma, cervical or thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph. Interest. I put this actually right at the beginning. She received assistance in completing her intake questionnaire by an individual named Patrice Renaro. Period. This is her mother, also listed as her emergency contact, and power of attorney. Period. And that is the end. Actually, scratch that. It is non-physiologic for her symptoms to belatedly transfer from the right side of her body to the left. Period. And that is the end.